And finally this hour, I want to talk about a new music festival to be held in Des Moines. It announced its headliners this week. Sam Summers is co-owner of Woolies in Des Moines, the organizer of Nightfall on the River. He's also organizer of the new festival called the Hinterland Music Festival. It will be held in Waterworks Park in Des Moines, July 31st through August 2nd. He joins me now. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. Got to ask you about this name right off the bat. Why Hinterland? I just called up the definition on the computerdictionary.com. Not entirely flattering. Here's the definition. Hinterlands, remote, less developed parts of the country, backcountry.
Right. Well, we'll make our own definition here, I guess.
Okay.
So what Hinterland kind of captures to me is this this rural type vibe that's also near an urban area, which Waterworks Park, 1,500 acre park, downtown Des Moines here, kind of brings to the market, So the venue itself was much, part of naming this.
Mm-hmm. Why bring another festival to Des Moines? 8035, other festivals going on?
Yeah, so I thought that this festival could bring something different to the table here. I do a lot of the booking down there at Nightfall on the River. We do a lot of these types of bands throughout the year, these indie folk, bluegrass, Americana type acts. And just over the past years at Nightfall and, programming my own club, Woolies, I've just kind of seen a support for that in the market. And really, these are all the bands I love myself too. So
okay, let's go. Let's have a listen a few seconds of some of the artists that will be coming this summer for the Hinterland Music Festival's premiere year. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. They were at 8035, I think, a couple years ago. Let's listen to a little bit of them right now. This is their hit "Home." Boy, that's a big hit. Has been for a couple years. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. How do they fit into the concept you have for this festival?
They were actually the band that I think kind of brings together both genres. If you look at our lineup, we do have more of the indie-centric bands like Future Islands and TV on the Radio and Lucius. You could put Edward Sharp in that category, or you can also put them in the category of with some of these more rootsy bluegrass and folky type acts, like Old Crow and Yonder Mountain String Band. So to me, they were kind of the glue that held the two styles of music together. So,
well, you mentioned the Old Crow Medicine Show. Let's hear a little bit of their music. They'll also be appearing this summer at the Hinterland Music Festival. This is Sweet Amarillo.
Well, the world's greatest wonder, from what I can tell, how a cowgirl like you could ever look my way. I was blinded by glory with a half-written story and a song spilling out off of every page. Sweet Amarillo, tears on my pillow, you never will know how much I cried. Sweet Amarillo, like the wind.
Wow, that's quite a change from Edward Sharp there, but just magnificent music from Old Crow Medicine Show. Who are you most excited about this year?
I would say it's probably a tie between Lucius, which is a female fronted. It's actually two girls that, share vocal duties here. They're from Brooklyn, New York, kind of electro, indie pop type stuff, lo-fi sounding though. That I'm super excited about. And then also St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And we, you know, we had St. Paul and the Broken Bones open up for Trombone Shorty at Woolley's last August, actually about the same time as the festival. And, you know, we put them on the bill because we had seen them. We liked them a lot. And we knew that they would, people that like trombone would like them too. And so they just, to me, they stole the show. You know, when you go to a show and you're expecting the headliner, that's the band you're there for. When you see this band, that just kind of blows you away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's who St. Paul and the Broken Bones is.
Okay, to make sure you're praising them, we have to give people a little listen. If they haven't heard St. Paul and the Broken Bones, this is a little snippet of a tune of theirs called Call Me. Okay, we want to continue talking. I'd love to hear this music. What a range we have there from the three instances we have all appearing at the Hinterland Music Festival in Des Moines. Very quickly, what criteria go into selecting artists for such a festival? You have such a range there. Are you looking to have certain ages attracted to this festival?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I kind of, when I'm programming this, I just kind of looked at performances and stuff, and that's kind of what my expertise is, like, you know, how bands are live. And I see a lot of bands throughout the year. You know, we do 150 shows a year, so I'm able to, you know, kind of see which bands I think would be great in this outdoor setting, you know, in the middle of summer, and then just kind of look at YouTube videos and see their performances at other festivals. And so I went after bands that put on great live shows, is you know, and I think that's what a lot of festivals do, but I think it's really important. You know, you have a big captive audience there, and a really great show is what's going to make an impact on people.
Okay, Sam Summers, tell us how people can find out more about the Hinterland Music Festival now that we have them excited.
Sure, yeah. So we launched a website. It's hinterlandiowa.com, and you can go there, and there's information on all the bands as well as information about when tickets go on sale, which they do go on sale next Friday, the 20th. At 10 a.m., and you can get them there through the website. You know, and then all our social media sites are just Hinterland, Iowa. So you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Sam Summers, co-owner of Woolley's in Des Moines, organizer of the new Hinterland Music Festival, also responsible for Nightfall on the River in Des Moines. An exciting new venture, Sam. Good luck with that, and thanks for giving us a preview of the lineup.
Yep, thanks for having me.